guest is Mr. Tato Matabane, founder of African Swiss and now co-owner of African Swiss. In case you just tuned in, you're just in time for part two of our Fashion Sense conversation. Tato, thank you so much for holding the line. So, what is your routine like? Like, first thing you do in the morning, and then the last thing you do before you go to bed. Just walk me through it, my brother.
First thing I do in the morning, and obviously open my eyes, a slight meditation. Yeah, I'm cleaning everything and thanking God in advance. Yeah, and about everything, what He has given me, what He is about to give me. And yeah, that's how my day goes. Then off to the studio. To meet up with my team, start working, planning for the day after, and the entire week. And yeah, so when I have to purchase some material and fabrics, then I leave my team at the studio and go to my suppliers, see what's in store, or I go to some interviews, go to do some consultations. Then 5 o'clock, we knock off unless I have some clients that want to come stay after work. So that we usually stay at the studio probably till after 6 or so. Yeah, that's a daily routine.
I like that. So you're working 5 days a week, 7 days a week, 6 days a week?
7 days a week.
You don't have time to rest. Oh my word, that's some...
No, I don't have time to rest. No.
That's some crazy stuff. Bro, let's talk about the business of fashion and the importance of school and the value that brings. And when I say school, furthering your studies, you know, at university or at a college in order to advance your business, especially if you have a fashion brand. What do you have to say to that?
Yeah, I think it's quite important. So, and it's one thing to be, it's one thing being creative, but you have to fuse that with some business sense. So you can't just be a creative without any business sense and think that you'd run a good brand. So and I had to learn the hard way. Sure, and I went to school and did an advanced certificate in fashion, but that wasn't enough. But what set me apart from my colleagues is that I was under a few brands for quite a few years. So that helped me a lot. And the information that I learned under those brands, that information you can learn from school as well. Because I have some guys who have diplomas in fashion design, who went to Vets Tech, who went to UJ, who went to TUT and all of that. But most of them gave up. And some of them come to me for information, but they've got more qualifications than I do. So and I always make it a point that I learn something new every day about the business of fashion. There's YouTube, there's internet, so you can learn anything you want to learn. I learn new techniques about jeans, about how and how to make different cuts. And I go to the mall to send in, I go to the G-Star stores, I go to diesel stores. I always keep myself upskilled and updated about the fashion trend, especially in denim. So because if you don't do that, then you'll stay behind. So I know that I have to keep myself abreast and keep myself in the same level as my competitors or even beyond that if I want to be relevant in the in this industry. So and education is quite important. And whether it be formal or informal, but as long as you're educating yourself and you're keeping yourself upskilled each and every day, that's quite important.
I like that. Now, you have a new partner in the business. It seems like you don't like riding solo, number one. you always say that, I got to get someone. Who is your new partner now, and how long have they been your partner?
My new partner is my better half.
Mm-hmm. Who's there?
Naivan is my better. You don't know her name.
No, I mean you don't reveal people's names, so but you can tell us who like your better half is. Is your better half your son, your daughter? Is it your wife? Is it your partner? What's the story? Tell us, man.
Yeah, it's my wife and best friend.
Oh, that's dope, man. So it's a family business now.
Yeah, it's a family business, and how it came about, because she has always understood what the brand stood for.
Mm.
And I thank the brand as well for bringing us together.
Mm.
And had it not been for African Swiss, we wouldn't be together, because she was the first person who gave me an interview while we opened the store, and I said something that charmed her.
Mm.
Yeah, and I said something quite intelligent, and she thought, oh, this guy. So that's how it is. Yeah, so and I think Africans use for that. So, yeah, and after failing with a few partners and getting into trouble, owing a lot of people a lot of money, she set me down as well. She has always been my voice of sense.
Mm.
Yeah, she's always telling me, stop after this partner, stop being desperate, stop. And she says, stop allowing each and everyone who wants to give you 250,000 and letting them into the business and giving them the major shares in the business, because you're killing yourself in the business. So and I was quite stubborn though, because then I thought my kids have to eat, I have to support my family. But then after a while and getting into trouble, I finally listened and I thought, why not bring her into the business? Because she knows the brand very well. She's quite passionate. She knows that every cent that we make is going towards the family, and we're building a legacy here. And she has my interest at heart. Yeah, so we started working together, I think, in 2019. But then me, as a Torian and being stubborn, she'd tell me things, I would listen, I'd want to do things by myself because of my trust issues from the past. And that messed up our relationship and our business relationship quite a bit, but then I had to learn to trust and to let go gradually. But then I'm in a better space now, and we are taking this brand to greater heights, because now I'm more mature, I'm more trusting, and I'm giving her more leeway now, and I'm giving her more freedom, and I'm listening more to her now.
Mm.
Because she's a woman, she's quite intuitive, and she's got my best interest at heart.
Mm.
So she's a great leader, and I'm letting her take my hand. I take her hand, and we're taking this quite far, because we've got a lot planned for the business.
Oh, man. Speaking of which, what does the future of African Swiss look like according to you? You've got 2 minutes. Tell me what's on your mind. What's the story? What's Dintang?
Let me paint a clear picture for you, my man.
Uh-huh.
African Swiss in all major cities in South Africa, be it V&A Waterfront, Mall of the South, Mall of Africa, Sandton City, Michelangelo, African Swiss flagship store. So an African Swiss lifestyle brand, not only doing denim, but lifestyle product, denim wear, houseware, interior design, everything. African Swiss, major cities, Rwanda, African Swiss, Dubai, African Swiss, Morocco, African Swiss, Egypt, African Swiss, Milan, African Swiss, Amsterdam, Scandinavian countries, Japan, Atlanta, LA, Hollywood, African Swiss, all over the world, doing lifestyle. And we are positioning African Swiss as a brand that Africans can be proud of. We want to show people that you can wear an African and everything produced in Africa, within SADC, within the African continent, and still give you that quality that Diesel can give you or any other international brand, because we are international as well.
Mm.
So we are positioning ourselves that way, and soon it's going to happen. African Swiss is going to be everywhere. So whenever you switch on your radio, African Swiss, when you pull down your window, driving along the freeway, billboards, African Swiss. Switch on your radio, African Swiss. Switch on your TV, African Swiss. When you sit down, African Swiss couch. When you wear your clothes, African Swiss. We want to conquer all your five senses, my man, and your six senses as well, with the knowledge that we're going to give you.
Oh, man.
That's African sense for you.
Yo, man, from your lips to God's ears, I foresee all those things coming your way with African Swiss. You are light. You are an inspiration and you are resilient, Tato. And I appreciate you, my brother. You keep on shining bright and don't you dare think of dimming that light.
Thank you so much, my brother.
Thank you for
your
time.
I appreciate it.
And send my regards to your family too, bro.
I'll do that, my man. Much love, brother.
There you have it, folks. That is Tato Matabane, co-owner as well as founder of African Swiss, our Fashion Sense guest for tonight. And what a privilege and a pleasure to host him. You can catch the interview on the 5FM app as well as on the Catch Up tab in case you just tuned in late. But man, oh man, I'm inspired.